Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb.
So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them,
"They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together.
But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
And he bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in.
Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb.
He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the other linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself.
Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed.
For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead.
Then the disciples returned to their homes.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping?"
She said to them,
"They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away."
Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
And she turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
which means teacher. Jesus said to her,
"Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them that he had said these things to her.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So this story really appeals to me. And at this end of the story, I'm going to look around and I see a lot of people. We're going to be following us even since Palm Sunday, Thursday, Maundy Thursday, Last Supper, foot washing, and arresting our Lord. Then yesterday, Good Friday, all this dark, stripped, bare church sanctuary. And now we're going to transition in resurrection. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Let just the liturgy speak. I goosebump. And I'm going to tell you this time, working, I felt like the Holy Spirit, I felt this journey myself. Didn't plan. Maundy Thursday, I love. I'm on the deacon track, foot washing, the Last Supper. But I was really a little hesitant by starting the foot washing like the disciples at that point. Yesterday, I was so exhausted from working. I have another job, teaching at school. And today, work out, I felt so fresh. We prepared, we so delighted with Pastor Jason. So many people showed up to the readings. And now you respond that much. We didn't have to practice the Alleluia, Christ is risen. And the choir, the musicians, Doctor, thank you for doing all this great work. It's awesome. Just let me, for people who haven't been to all these Easter Holy Week worships, just let us make a little bow. Ah, the windows don't light up, but we remember Mary at Bethany, which is the sister of Lazarus and Martha. It's this picture on their way to Jerusalem. Jesus and disciples stopped, and Mary joined the servants, washed the feet of Jesus, and put a very precious oil on his feet. Then Palm Sunday with the palms, Jesus arrived on a donkey through Jerusalem, not like a war horse, superhero, on the humble donkey dust. Then they had the Last Supper, and now Peter and the disciples didn't understand the act of foot washing. So Jesus gave a disciple of God's kingdom with it of serving, leveling down, and I tell you, not only leveling down, imagine Jesus knee down even below the disciples. And Peter didn't get it. Also, Judas already had his 30 silver coins for betraying him. At the garden, Gethsemane, just this one, what did they do? These disciples fell asleep. Then the arresting Peter, still overacting, hit, cut the ear off with the sword. Then the darkest hour, yeah, we know, betrayal of Peter 3 times. And at the cross, there was only John. And then now, I want to point out to this gospel, but it's also curious if you want to invite it tomorrow, another version of this story. I want to point out after the starting, I chose Mary with the oil. And then, who is it now? Who gets up first and is not scared, not afraid, is full of emotions? Who is at the sunset? Okay, I admit it's like 9 p.m., not really sunset, but for practical reasons, it's Mary, and she showed up and discovered Jesus' tomb empty first. And she even told the disciples they were gonna slow again, like Pete. So I have a bow, and even in some gospels at this time, women were not playing big roles. I wanna point this out to you, stick it out. It started with this great foot washing, this precious gift, and with this discovery of the young lady, the ladies, they discovered the resurrection of our Lord Jesus first. So let us say, maybe more in the words of Mary, she didn't understand first, but then very powerful, emotional. Rabuni is the name. But then let us repeat together, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.